Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm starting off today's daily editorials with an update from Core Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KORE and on the OTCQX under the symbol KOREF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Scott Treblecock. Now, Scott, I'm following up on a news release that came out yesterday that is focused on both the Imperial and Long Valley projects in California. Now, one thing to note is that Core Mining has completed the spin-out of the BC assets to Karis Gold. Karis Gold is still private right now, but is going through a rights offering. I will be bringing that company on separately as that story starts to move along. When it comes to Core Mining, though, I want to get an update on both Long Valley and Imperial. Let's start off with Long Valley. Overall, both these projects are still waiting for some drill permits that should come this year, and you are expecting Long Valley, those permits, to come fairly soon, from my understanding. Give us a general update on Long Valley, the gold project there, and what you're planning on doing when the permits do come for drilling.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Great introduction, Corey. Long Valley is drill ready. So we spent the geophysics and field work in late 2019 and in the first half of 2020, really going in to look at this intact epithermal deposit from several angles. And we found we had some very obvious step outs to grow the current resources. There's currently 1.7 million ounces of very shallow, less than 90 meter deep, oxidized gold mineralization there. That was the subject of our PEA last year, which showed that's a highly economic deposit. And we think we've got some great drill targets to step out and drill some extra oxide material and add ounces to that PEA and add ounces to the value of Core. We've also got opportunities to drill at depth for high-grade sulfides, which could open up some underground potential because that's what the geology says should be there, but that's very much exploration risk. But super excited about the drilling. We are expecting to get drill permits to test those targets here in Q1 2021.
So how many meters are you guys planning to drill at Long Valley? And it sounds like all of these meters are going to be very much focused on resource expansion and discovery. There won't be any infill, it doesn't sound like.
Absolutely correct. We're not focused on infill right now. We think we've got some very obvious targets to significantly grow that mineralization, increase the quality of that PEA. There was about a million ounces oxide that were in the PEA produced. We think we've got enough targets that we can double that. And, you know, obviously you'd redo the PEA at a higher rate or certainly significantly increase the value.
So then, Scott, just recapping that PEA that came out in 2020, October, actually, we are looking at some good economics around that project. So I will be posting a link to the news release that outlines, first of all, the exploration plans and the background on that PEA. But what are the possibilities here of increasing this resource? How many ounces do you think is possible to see out of this resource, say, after this drilling is done? Do you have an estimate for us?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, when we're talking about targets, there's exploration risk there. But if you look at the actual alteration we found at surface, what geophysics shows, and look at the very large land package that we've staked around this project, you know, we've had, and add to it, we've had third parties interested in earning into this project that we've, you know, I don't like earning deals, so we haven't actually done any earn-ins at this point. But, you know, those parties thought the deposit potential was up to 5 million ounces. You've got that kind of footprint potential. So our first focus is to go step out and show there's more oxides. And again, we'd like to, we think we've got pretty good line of sight to at least double those oxides. So that'd be adding a million ounces to the mine plan. That would be our objective from to show the potential with the drilling that we're currently permitting. We would then have to go off of the historic claims onto new claims that we staked middle of last year, and that'll be permitting for follow-up drilling later this year or early in 2022.
Okay, now figure four outlines all the targets actually quite nicely, and what you're saying about stepping outside, let's call them the older claim boundaries, that's the green line. Again, I will post a link to this press release, and at the very bottom is figure four. where are the more high priority targets here? Because you have outlined essentially targets all around the deposit. You have the west target, the south target, the southeast target, all around. So where are the priority? Where are you going to start and what's the progress?
Start is going to be likely to the west. So there's sort of a parallel. The deposits are structured around these north-south faults. The main one down the middle of the deposit called the Hilton Creek Fault. We believe there's a parallel untested fault that's that close by, but that target to the west that's undrilled. And then we'll be focusing on step outs to the east and the north where the claim kind of goes up and around to the sort of an undrilled part up to the left. And then we're going to progress, put a couple holes in each one of those targets to start. We've also got the ability to angle those holes. We will be drilling a couple 500 meter holes. You know, don't forget this deposit's only 80 meters deep, right? So we're drilling really, really quick scout holes here to see what's there. So we can test a lot of these targets very rapidly, but we will drill a couple long holes because we think we've got some high grade sulfide potential in the boiling zone of this epithermal deposit. And we want to get down there, 200-300 meters below surface and see what's down there, because that could create some real excitement that changes the nature of the project as well. So I'm excited about both opportunities.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. Let's move on to the Imperial Gold Project permit. Again, still waiting for some of the drill permits. There was a PEA that came out in May of last year. What's the permitting timeline? And then what's the attack strategy when you do have those permits?
So we're permitting a large drill program currently. We wanted to make sure when we permitted a program here that we can support, many quarters of drilling. And, in our budget, I think we could drill up to 18 months with a drill turning that entire time. I think there's 160-odd pads in that drill permit. We've been working on that permit with our regulator, the Bureau of Land Management, for best part of 4 months now, and we're expecting to get the permit mid-2021, so middle of this year. So likely we'll be drilling at Long Valley first, and then when the team wraps up the scout drilling there, we would like to move down and start drilling at Imperial just to keep the team busy and make sure we can properly manage the program. So I think it dovetails quite well together on the timing. We'll have a lot of opportunities given the large number of pads, but the first opportunities we're going to test are the highest priority new discovery holes, which are out on the area between the Mesquite mine and our Imperial project. And we have a round of soils and geophysics to go in to really define what those top priority targets are. So we're still doing target generation work as well.
Okay, I think figure one outlines this quite nicely, where the Mesquite mine is and your claims that go right up to the edge of Equinox Gold, their claim boundary. So that's the priority, drilling really in between your asset and Equinox Gold, Mesquite mine gold asset there. What type of holes are you going to have to drill? Is this also going to be shallow drilling, really just getting a handle on what the potential is in this area?
Yeah, exactly. So, just a real quick story is, Mesquite is almost 9 million ounce total endowment between past production, current resources, and reserves. So it's a big, but it's actually a series of about four deposits. So we think the best place to find a deposit is simply stepping out from those deposits. So I suspect some of our early drilling will be right up against the edge of their claim boundary, moving, down towards Imperial over time. It was discovered by outcrop, as was Imperial. And if you go across the belt to Picacho, all those deposits have an element of outcrop and were found through very simple exploration. The area we're looking in is under shallow alluvial cover. So there's no outcrop. So you're drilling on geophysics targets. And in some cases, we've seen some in some of the deeper, dry riverbeds. You can dig down the soils and we found some anomalous gold. So there's something generating gold out there. We just got to go find it in the bedrock. So yes, shallow holes, you're looking for open pittable heap leach deposits. So you're never going to go more than a couple hundred meters. But really, you just got to get down and test the bedrock. So we know where the faults are. It's whether they're mineralized, which tends to be at cross faulting. I think there's a real good chance we make a new discovery out here. And that's where we're starting our drilling.
All right. So then in summary, when it comes to news flow, earlier news probably coming out of Long Valley for a permit and then getting that drill program released to the market. And then when it comes to Imperial, more surface work to develop these targets, really isolate the targets, and then eventually get a permit mid-year. Is there anything I'm missing here, Scott?
No, that's there's going to be a lot of exploration news flow coming out of Core. That was sort of the purpose of our news release this morning, is to highlight the array of opportunities that we have. And, you know, obviously we're trying to prioritize and hit the highest priority ones to generate some good success and make a new discovery here. But, you know, don't forget, in parallel with that, you know, chugging along in the background, we are moving forward with mine permitting for Imperial. You know, the PEA we did on that project is fully baked. We've completed PFS level engineering. And as soon as we clear away that exploration permitting, we'll be immediately submitting the mine permit, which will kick off the permitting for the a mine at Imperial. So there's sort of a going on in the background, the actual development proceeds on track as well.
Okay, perfect. Final question then. How much money does the company have to advance all of this year?
Currently on the balance sheet, we have 5 million Canadian bucks. That gives us lots of room to keep doing the types of activities we're doing, which are, you know, are not capital intensive. On getting permits, most likely the Imperial one, where we've got a significant amount of opportunity. We'll see where market conditions are and consider if we raise some funds to aggressively pursue those targets.
Okay, perfect, Scott. I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding Core Mining or any of the projects that we have talked about, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. And I'll also follow up as we get a little bit closer to some of these drill programs starting. Scott, thanks for your time today, bud.
Thanks, Corey.